Fire growth on the northeastern flank of the Mount Underwood blaze is expected as BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, works to defend the northwestern flank closest to Port Alberni. The northeastern part of the fire is producing a large amount of smoke, highly visible to people in and around Port Alberni, but there is no imminent threat to the city, say fire information officers with the Coastal Fire Center. The BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, Incident Management Team arrived on Vancouver Island and has taken the lead for the Wildfire Service's efforts to contain and extinguish the Wesley Ridge and Mount Underwood wildfires. Both are now being referred to as the Cameron Complex. Wesley Ridge Fire is 588 hectares and is being held, meaning it is not expected to grow beyond its perimeter. The Mount Underwood Fire is 2,156 hectares and out of control, meaning it is spreading beyond its current perimeter or control line. These are BCWS terms. That's northeastern flank, primarily where we have seen growth in the past 12 to 24 hours, Fire Information Officer Carly DeRosier said Wednesday afternoon, August 13. Crews are working along the north flank, that is the flank closest to the community of Port Alberni. Crews are working to create a fuel break by removing trees, shrubs and other flammable materials to prevent the fire from spreading north. Crews with heavy equipment are building a guard along the northern flank as well, working from west to east. Our priority certainly is that northwest corner, DeRosier said. She added Port Alberni continues to not be imminently threatened by the fire. Drought conditions, terrain and wind have all led to the fire's dramatic size and growth since its discovery Monday evening. While rain is in the forecast, DeRosier said it would need to be significant and prolonged rainfall to make a real difference in putting the fire out. If we do receive a large amount or even a moderate amount, we'll likely see fire behavior reduced in the short term, but there will continue to be work to do on this fire. Because of the drought, it'll continue to burn underground, she said. BC Wildfire Service is using air support including helicopters and air tankers as required, but DeRosier said there are times where conditions are too extreme for tankers to be effective. The fire may just be too aggressive for the air tankers to be effective, and the other challenge when it comes to air tankers is the smoke. When it's too smoky, they are unable to fly, she said. If tankers are needed and will the best tool, BCWS has them available to use, she added. Helicopters have been bucketing the fire throughout the day and at night to slow the fire's progression. Night vision firefighting is a new technology, and this fire season is the first time it is being used on the island. Sikorsky S-61 helitankers from Coulson Aviation and VIH helicopters have been used for nighttime operations. No structures have been damaged at this point, DeRosier said. The BCWS structure protection crews have established structure protection at China Creek Campground, which was evacuated the first night of the fire. As of August 12, S update from the Alberni Clayoquot Regional District, 50 commercial, industrial and recreational properties are under evacuation order, with no residences being part of that. The fire has been showing what BCWS classifies as rank 4 and rank 5 fire behavior. The lower ranks are defined as creeping ground fires, mostly burning shrubs and leaves on forest floors. When there are trees with branches that go from ground level up to the canopy, fires can become more active and burn things like pine needles and leaves, which can travel with wind to spread the flames. As a fire spreads to the canopy of trees, it is called a crown fire, and its rank increases to 4 and 5 as open flames are visible throughout the treetops. That happens in the afternoon, in the heat of the day with the low humidity, she said. Looking ahead to tomorrow with the rain and higher humidity, we're less likely to experience the crown fire activity. The cause of the fire is not yet known, with DeRosier saying it is suspected to be human-caused but not confirmed. Generally, the cause will be deemed suspected human if there has not been any lightning in that area. If there has been recent lightning, or if crews arrive on site and find a tree that was very clearly impacted by lightning, then it becomes quite obvious, she said. BC Wildfire Service is continuing to investigate the cause. If anyone has information about the cause, they can reach out to BCWS through this form or by calling 1-877-952-7277. Drone activity halts aerial fire attack. A drone was reported to be flying in the vicinity of the Mount Underwood fire on Tuesday, August 12, which halted aerial work until it was determined the drone was gone, BCWS reported. This type of activity is extremely dangerous and poses a significant safety risk to personnel, especially when low-flying firefighting aircraft are present, BCWS posted on its Facebook page. A reminder to the public. When you fly drones near a wildfire, all aerial response must stop. There are also penalties up to $100,000 if someone is found to be interfering with wildfire control efforts. Travel restrictions to Bamfield. People are being asked to avoid traveling to the Bamfield area unless they are a resident. More than 500 properties on the West Coast past the fire have been without power since August 11, and there is no estimate when power will be restored, according to BC Hydro. The Bamfield Main Road is closed between Port Alberni and Bamfield. Residents needing to leave Bamfield by road may do so by the alternate route on secondary roads to Ubu and Lake Cowichan. For guidance on that route, visit the Alberni Clayoquot Regional District website at www.acrd.bc.ca. Evacuation orders, alerts expanded. Evacuation orders or alerts have been made by the ACRD, Cowichan Valley Regional District, City of Port Alberni and Saishot First Nation. These orders and alerts can be found on the respective government's websites and social media pages, as well as on the BC Wildfire Service app and website under the Mount Underwood Fire. Cherry Creek issues Stage 4 water restriction. The Cherry Creek Waterworks District has issued a Stage 4 water restriction, effective immediately. This is due to the Mount Underwood wildfire. With the exception of allowing watering of food-generating gardens between 6 to 9 a.m. and 6 to 9 p.m. with a spring-loaded, handheld nozzle for a maximum of 2 hours per day, water should only be used for drinking, food preparation and hygiene. This is for the purpose of conserving a maximum amount of water storage that can be utilized for firefighting operations should the need arise, said Wes Kovach, Cherry Creek Waterworks District Administrator. Restrictions will be adjusted as the wildfire situation changes. With files from Susie Quinn, Regional Editor, Alberni Valley News.